the shepherds saw and what the shepherds heard,
they had to go to Bethlehem. And while the angel did not exactly command it, it was assumed that they would go and see, and they did. And when they arrived, they told what had happened to them. An angel with directions and a heavenly choir for backup. And all who heard the shepherds wondered. Even Mary and Joseph wondered. After all, Mary and Joseph had only seen one angel each. And they needed reassurance. Having your baby born in a barn doesn't solidly inspire one to trust in God's providence. And so the shepherds came with an account of almost unbelievable happenings. And they came just at the right time. Now in those days, shepherds were not the most trusted of their society and culture. They were not known to remember the difference between mine and thine very well. Their testimony was not accepted in any court in the land, which is probably the reason we don't hear too much about them after their big night. However, what had already happened to Mary and Joseph, and then the shepherds, that was enough. It was comforting. It reminded them that God was still very much at work in his world. As for the shepherds, they would never be the same. God had honored them. Them. Shepherds. They'd not only seen the angels, but they saw the baby of which the heavenly host spoke and sang. No doubt. Night to remember. And it was over. And the shepherds returned back to Bethlehem, back to life as they had always known it. In Bethlehem, they did find exactly what the angel had told them they would find, and since the details were correct, maybe the rest is true. Maybe this was the Messiah, the promised Savior. Maybe this was the beginning of what all Israel was waiting for, even for disreputable shepherds who found the baby born in a barn. They were also returning from that hillside experience of an angel choir singing glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. And while we can't experience what they did, we can't reflect upon it. And it was the angel's message, and seeing it was an angel's message, then it was what God wanted to say. The heavenly host did not say, glory to God in the highest and on earth, what a mess. No. It was peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Not peace tomorrow, not peace in heaven, but now, in life, and with life, because of this Christ child, this Messiah, this Savior of this world, peace now. The shepherds returned back from Bethlehem to life with peace. Now this peace did not come with winning through intimidation, or a positive mental attitude, or five steps to a happier you. No. First, it was glory to God. Gratitude to God. And with that perspective on life and for life, then comes peace. In other words, we do not come to Christmas to find ourselves. We come to find God. And then to be found by God. So the shepherds returned back from Bethlehem to life. Think about that road back. It surely was a long, hard road. They were going back to their sheep. which had slept all night and needed to be fed and watered and always protected most of the time just from themselves. The shepherds had not rested or slept at all, and so they were tired and weary. And they had somehow to keep that event alive. And how do you do that when it's over and you're bone tired? Well, we can't identify with that very well, but I suspect it's a distant cousin to the feeling of watching the news the day after tomorrow and hearing about the economy and the arms race and somebody selling nuclear hardware and special software to terror states. And should or shouldn't the government do this or that or be in charge of whatever your hot button issue happens to be? And yet, it is a truth that only as Christ is honored, as we honor him tonight, along with much of the rest of the world, to that extent, the angel's peace on earth becomes an actuality. And so the shepherds returned back from Bethlehem to life with peace, and so what? Well, the answer to so what begins where the angels began. Fear not, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news. And with that good news of Jesus Christ comes the answers to so what. First, we recognize that happiness or comfort or confidence for living has its source in God. Who we thank for a baby. Born, new and healthy. Or what about that near miss that could have been a fatal accident? And then when evil does happen, where do we go for comfort when a parent dies? Or worse, a mate? Or horror of horrors, a child? Without God, there is no place to go and no peace to be found. With Jesus Christ, is knowing God knows about life and death, birth and rebirth, pain and joy, and knowing he does something about it. Next, we have to recognize that God is not distant and found only in awe and terror. When God wanted to come close, he chose something of which we have no fear. A humble family. And a helpless infant. Helpless his whole life, so it seems. Until Easter morning. And then baby Jesus was recognized as the risen, triumphant Christ, the Son of God in all his power and all his glory. Christmas said and says where we need and ought to be looking. The Old Testament prophets always pointed toward a redeeming, saving God who rescues people from their own sins and for their own salvation. The Gospels time and time again point to Jesus as the fulfillment of God's promises to send the Messiah who is indeed a Savior. Finally, we have to recognize that there is something going on in life besides biology, physics, chemistry, economics, profits, amusements, politics, sports, and whatever else somebody else tells us ought to occupy our attention and time and interest. So the shepherds return back from Bethlehem to life. Caesar had made a decree that all the world should be taxed. But God sent his son, a wonderful counselor, mighty God himself, like a father forever, a prince of peace, the prophet said. And so as you and I return back from Bethlehem to life, just like the shepherds did, we must not, we cannot be the same. We have encountered God at Christmas. We too are on the way to Easter. We dare not be the same. We cannot be if we believe the angels did sing that night, and we are here singing tonight because we believe they sang. We are here to claim that peace on earth, that goodwill God intends for us. All of that is here for us as we, like the shepherds, go back from Bethlehem to life with peace. Remember the peace and the power of this night. God offers it to us forever. Amen.